invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Basco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, America is a land with a very high standard of a living. Everybody is saving some money so he can buy a refrigerator, a washing machine, a dishwasher, and a vacuum cleaner. Seems like everybody here got these things. People who can afford, they buy. People who not can afford, they go on a quiz program. Another big American thing. Everybody has got a car. They got all the kinds here. There is sedans, trailers, trucks. And they even got a car for the chickens. Is it called a coop? But a car is a wonderful thing. Remember, Mamma Mia, in the old country during the war, how American boy took me for driving in his car? Well, it wasn't exactly a car. It was something like a cement mixer, and he's called it a Jeep. Mamma Mia, how that the car is a shake. Remember once how we go for a ride, me and Uncle Pietro and his goat? When we come back, I'm losing my watch, Uncle Pietro's losing his teeth, and the goat is refusing to give him milk for 3 days. But since that time, I'm always the one to own my own car. Anyway, after 1 year, I'm going to save $100, and now I'm going to make my dream come true. Of course, with $100, I'm not going to afford the new 1949 car. I'm going to have to be satisfied with a 48. But right now is the time for my night school class, so I'm going to go now and ask my teacher, Miss Spalding, for advice about buying a car. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean.
All right, class. All right. Let's come to attention. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horowitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Absent.
Mr. Schultz, you're present. Why do you say absent?
I just want to create a sensation.
Thank you, fellow people. Your response is gratifying.
All right, Mr. Schultz, you can stop bowing. Now, class, our lesson... yes, Mr. Basco, what is it?
Well, Miss Spalding, today is a big day in my life. And I'm like so much if the classes are helping me.
Well, certainly, Mr. Basco, what is it?
Well, today I'm going to buy a car.
A car? I... Oh, no, it is a big shot.
Big shot is an explosion.
Class, please. Mr. Basco, why don't you wait until after the bell? I'm sure one of your classmates can help you in the selection of a car. Now, class, our lesson for today is spelling, and we're going to study words which contain letters we don't pronounce. Now, Mr. Basco, will you volunteer to spell the word knife?
Knife. K-N-I-F. And the E is a silent.
No, not exactly. Mr. Schultz, will you try?
Well, I try, but I don't give a guarantee. Knife. B.
Just a moment, Mr. Schultz. There's no B in knife.
This is a Boy Scout knife.
Class, I will spell the word K-N-I-F-E.
That's kniffy.
No, the word is knife. K is the silent letter. K is always silent in front of N.
Is that so? What about Knoxville?
Now, will someone in the class give us an example of another word with a silent letter? Oh, yes, Mr. Olson?
Yeah.
in the sentence. And gnash my teeth. Mash is spelled G-N-A-S-H. And the E is silent preceding the N.
Oh, what a show off. If I were so smart, I'd shoot myself.
Please, Mr. Schultz, please. That was excellent, Mr. Olson.
Excuse me, Miss Spalding. That G-N-A-S-H, is that the like of the automobile?
Now, that's the kind of man I like. A dumbbell.
Oh, no, Mr. Basco. I can see you can't get your mind off cars. Now, can anyone here tell Mr. Basco where to get a car?
Luigi, how about Louis the Lunatic?
Luigi, you go right down to Automobile Row on Dearborn Street.
Dearborn Street?
Yeah, but you got to be careful with those dealers. Yeah, they are sharpshooters. On account of them, my brother Ludwig got the best buy in his life. In 3 years, he's never had a flat, never had to change a spark plug, never uses any oil, no trouble at all.
What did he buy?
A horse and wagon.
Excuse me, mister. I'm like to buy a car here.
Yes, sir. You picked the right lot. Got just what you want. $2,300, $3,500, $2,700. Anything you like, drive it right out. How much you want to spend?
$100.
Well, come on over here around the back. We might find something for you.
All right.
There we are. Here's a fine selection of cars around the $100 class. Nice, huh?
Looks just like a museum.
Well, now, let's see. Just what kind of a car did you have in mind? How about a convertible? Do you like to ride with the top down?
No, I'm always wearing a hat.
Oh, how about this car here? Do you like it? It's an old.
No, that's a too old.
Hey, mister, did you ever drive a car before?
Well, a long time ago in the old country.
I see. Buddy, I got just the car for you. Here it is. A Stutz. Hardly been used in the last 32 years. Why, look at that dashboard. Only 5,000 miles, and I'm the original guy who pushed back the speedometer.
Is it good, huh?
Sensational. And it's not like any ordinary car. This car is different. No windshield, no bumpers, no radio, no heater. No spare tire, no fuel pump, no radiator. Just a good, honest set of used parts. Now, I'm not so sure you've got the money. If you've got it, put up or shut up. That's the American way.
How sure am I got the money? Here.
Oh, that's the ticket. 100 old dollar bills. Oh, we've been waiting for you. Well, here's the bill of sale. Sign right here. You got a driver's license?
No, but I can drive.
Okay, then drive right down to City Hall and get a learner's permit. Hop in, that's right. We stand behind every car we sell. Only way we can push them off the lot. Get set. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mamma mia, I'm going fast. 3, 4, 5 miles an hour. Take a look. What do you think?
What's happening, Luigi? You got a job in a circus?
Well, what are you talking about, Pasquale? I'm just to buy myself a car. What does it look like?
How many guesses do you give me?
Huh?
You're just saying that because I didn't need any help from you.
No help from me, eh? Hey, Luigi, why are you putting the two blocks under the front wheels?
That's a new invention, emergency brakes. Pasquale, I know he's not the best car, but at the least he's all mine. Now I can drive down the street and everybody is say, look, Luigi, he's look like a real American.
That's right. In that car, you look like a real American, a Buffalo Bill. tell me something, Luigi. You got auto insurance?
Auto insurance? What's that?
Well, it's like a life insurance, only you don't get paid until the car dies. Looking under your car, I'm thinking somebody's already collected.
Well, then I'm going to need this insurance.
Oh, but there's insurance that's much more important. That's for accidents. Oh. Now, there's a single indemnity. That's if you hit a one person. Then, there's a double indemnity. That's if you hit a twins.
But, Pasquale, I'm not going to hit anybody.
What are you talking about? You got a car? Use it.
But, Pasquale, I'm just to spend all of my money on my car. I'm not going to afford this insurance.
Oh, Luigi, that's bad. Bad? Terrible. Tell me, little man, you got an operator's license?
But, Pasquale, what for I'm going to need operator license? I'm not going to work for a telephone company.
That's to show how stupid you are. Operator license is a mean when you hit somebody, you got a license to operate on them right away. And you ain't got that either.
Oh, Pasquale, all I'm got is learner's permit and a book of rules to study. What am I going to do? Maybe I should have never have bought a car without asking your advice first.
Ah, that's the first the smartest thing I've heard since we started talking. Luigi, when I'm see you so sad, my heart is melting like a Parmesan cheese and a hot spaghetti. You know what I'm going to do for you?
What, Pasquale?
I'm going to pay for you auto insurance. I'm going to see to it you get your operator license, your driver license, and instead of this old jalopy, I'm going to buy you a brand new car.
Pasquale, you're going to do all of this for me? But why?
Because I'm going to love you, you little pumpkin of hair.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale.
Now I'm going to do you a little favor, you do me a little favor.
Favor? What the favor you want I should do for you?
Well, while you're down in the city hall getting your driver's license, your operator's license, maybe you go to the next window and get one or more license.
Well, sure, Pasquale. What the license do you want I should get?
Marriage license for my daughter Rosa.
No, Pasquale, I'm not going to marry Rosa. She's too fat for me.
Luigi, it's no fair to call a girl a fat just because she's a half and away 240 pounds.
250.
240. She's not have her supper yet. Luigi, do me a favor. Just to marry Rosa for a little while. You'd be surprised at how my little flower she's going to grow out of you.
Pasquale, I'm no flower pot.
All right, you big and stupid. Now I'm going to tell you something. They're never going to give you a driver's license with that old wreck you bought.
No?
No, you're lucky if you stay out of jail.
Jail?
Sure, when you start driving through the streets like a crazy man, chasing the people down the cellars, up the roofs, and running for their lives, you know what's going to say in the newspaper headlines?
What?
Chicago is a hit by a new atom bomb.
Mamma mia, I'm just to start out to buy a car, and now I'm lucky if America don't declare a war on me.
Now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
So, Mamma Mia, although I'm realizing my big ambition to own a car like a real American, I'm having a lot of trouble with the car. 3 times today, the street cleaning department has tried to take it away. But the biggest trouble I'm having is reading the rule book and trying to learn the traffic rules for my driving test. Mamma mia, what the rules? Put a hand out the for left to turn, a hand out the for right to turn, a hand out the for stop, a hand out the for a go. Mamma mia, this book must be for a man with a four hands. So I'm sitting here studying when it suddenly is open up my door.
Luigi, my friend. I was passing by and I just had to stop in. I just saw your car outside and I congratulate you on making such a wonderful deal.
Oh, thank you, Schultz.
How much did the man pay you for taking it off the lot?
Schultz, please. I'm paying the man $100 for this car.
$100?
Schultz, you think I was stuck?
Stuck? Luigi, you was harpooned. In a car like that, I got only one piece of advice for you.
What's that?
Keep moving. Because if you ever stop, people will think you are in an accident. But I gotta go now. Goodbye, Luigi.
Goodbye, Schultz.
Ach, now, Luigi, cheer up. Smile. Nothing in the world is worth crying about.
But, Schultz, I'm spending my last dollar on a bad car. I'm gonna go today for driving a test. I'm not gonna understand the rules. And all that's left for me is to marry Pasquale's daughter, Rosa. If you was in my place, what would you do?
Kimball, would I let out a scream? Well, Luigi, I really got to go now. Come on, Luigi, be like me. Always happy. Smile, huh?
My rheumatism is killing me.
Mamma mia, in another hour, I gotta go take my driving test. Well, I better look in the traffic rule book and study some more rules. To make a left hand turn, turn into the lane to the right of the center, turning into roadway, but do not turn. Mamma mia, I think I got lost at the last turn. To make a left intersect.
Hello, Luigi, my little friend, my countryman. What's new with you?
Huh? Pasquale, ain't you mad at me no more?
Me? I'm mad at you? Why, Luigi, shame on you. You should have known me better than that. You know, there's a two sides to my face. The one side is a mad on you, the other side is a glad on you. You know that.
You're so right, Pasquale. That's why everybody is calling you two-faced.
It's a funny thing. When I'm a say it, it's a come out of different. Hey, Luigi, what's that pamphlet you're reading?
Well, Pasquale, I gotta go for driver's test in an hour, and I'm studying the rules so I should pass.
Luigi, I'm gonna help you out. Nobody's to know more about that driver's test than me. I'm taking it 10 times.
Then maybe you tell me, Pasquale, all through this book is the word veicle. V-E-H-I-C-L-E.
Hey, you lucky you got a bit to explain to you. That's a vehicle. That's a mean a car what's a drunk. That's what they call auto intoxication. There's lots of things I could have teach you. Look, say you drive in your car, you hit a man inside his home. What's that called?
What?
Home inside. Big punishment to go for that. They stamp on your license, a must-wear glasses.
Oh, Pasquale, thank you. Maybe now I have a chance to pass. Tell me, what do they mean by zones?
Well, that's a simple. Driving a car is like a game. It's three kinds of zones. The T-zones, a free zone, and an end zone. If you hit a man in a T-zone, he's not going to smoke no more. And if you hit him in the end zone, they push your car back 5 yards.
What's the free zone?
That's the meaning you can park for nothing. Now, take a traffic light, sir. There's a green light, that's for go. There's a red light, that's for stop.
Yeah, but what's the yellow light for?
That's for women drivers, and they can do whatever they want.
Pasquale, thanks so much for your help.
Luigi, you just give these answers like I'm telling you. You're going to be fixed up good.
Next applicant? Pardon me, mister. You've been sitting there for 2 hours. What are you waiting for?
Well, you've been calling for people who want the applicants. I'm a wait until you call people who want the driver's license.
All right. Take your learner's permit to booth 7 over there, and the inspector will give you your test.
Thank you very much. Booth 7. Oh, there it is. Mamma mia, how am I going to drive my car in that little booth? Oh, excuse me, mister.
Have a seat. You got your car outside?
Yes.
All right, I'll ask you a few routine questions. Now, first, explain your hand signal.
Sure. To make a signal, you got to stick out to your left hand. First, you got to let the window down. A left hand is to signal a right to turn, left to turn, and a pass. That's with the palm down.
The palm down. When do you stick your hand out with the palm up?
Only when you want to see if it's raining.
Are you sure you can drive a car?
Sure, I'm sure.
Now, let's go outside for the road test.
All right. Ah, there. There's my car, over there.
That's your car? I think we have a law covering that. Let me look in my book. Under the seas. Condemned. They must have overlooked this model. Well, let's get in. Does this car always sag like this?
Oh, no. That's only when the people are sitting in it.
Yes. Well, start it up. Choke it. Choke it.
Choke it? Where am I going to grab it?
Put him a choke out.
Oh. All right, it's out, and now where should I put it?
Oh, brother. Just step on the gas.
Hey, the cars are gone. You see, it works. If it's too windy for you, I must stop and put in the windshield.
Never mind. This is like going through D-Day again. All right, there's a sign. It says, no U-turn. What does that mean?
Well, that's simple. It's to say, no U-turn. That means it's my turn. Hey, look. Hey, look, there's a stop sign. You want to shoot a stop?
I dare you. Of course, stop. Stop right on the corner of First Street.
All right.
I said First Street, not Second Street.
Well, I was a close. Not so good, huh? Well, watch me on the signals.
Didn't you see that car behind you? Where's your rear vision mirror?
What the fuck? I need the rear vision mirror. If I'm going to see who's behind me, I'm going to look back like this and then...
Hey, look out in front of you! Look out!
Mamma mia, the car is stopped. The inspector is a keep on a going.
All right, Mr. Basco, the test is over. You ride back. I'll walk.
But why? I'm be happy to drive you back into my car.
What are you, a sadist? A nice day, the sun is shining. I got a wife and 4 kids. I'll walk.
Well, all right, you walk. I'm a drive. When you get there, wait for me.
Too bad, and he was doing so well.
Luigi, Luigi, my friend. Hello. Hey, Luigi, what are you doing with that steering wheel in your hands?
Pasquale, I'm just taking my driver's test.
Look, you, hair's all messed up, clothes are dirty and torn, face all banged up, you're walking with a limp. You don't look like a driver, you look like a pedestrian. What's happened?
It's all mixed up. All I know is when I was driving back to the license bureau myself, the car is a come after me. I'm a signaler for stop. I'm a put out the boat to my hands. But it's a big crash.
Oh, Luigi.
It's all my fault. I put my left hand out of the left window, but my right hand wasn't long enough to reach the other window.
Did you get your driver's license?
Pasquale, not only am I not getting my license, but they take away my learner's permit. They say I'm no kind of walk. I'm in no driver for at least 1 year. And I'm not allowed to walk in the streets for 2 days.
Luigi, Luigi, how can one man get himself into so much trouble?
Believe me, Pasquale, it was not easy. What I'm going to do? Man who's a car I'm hit is to say he's a sue me for everything I'm got.
Worse than that, Luigi, man has probably got a 20 years of life insurance. That means he can get you 20 years of polite.
Mamma mia, Pasquale, save me, please.
Luigi, don't beg. I'm going to help you out of everything. I'm even going to buy you a new car so you'll still be proud of like an American. Just to do me one favor.
All right, Pasquale, I'll marry your daughter.
Well, say it like you mean it. Go ahead, call yourself.
All right. Rosha. Rosha.
Put some feeling in it.
Rosha.
Call me, Luigi.
Yes, my little angel, you love us to call you himself. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosha.
Rosa, poor little Luigi was just in a terrible auto accident. What do you say to him?
Luigi, you want a Band-Aid?
Oh, shut up your face. Well, my children, I'm going to give you my blessing, and we're going to tell everybody the wedding.
Mr. Basco, I'm so glad I found you in.
Mommy, it's the man who's a car I'm a hit.
I'm going to fix everything, mister.
Oh, are you his attorney? Well, look, I admit everything. It was all my fault. I'm willing to make amends.
But
I had no right to be driving that car. I had no driver's license, no permit, nothing.
But
this has taught me a terrible lesson. Mr. Basco, I'm prepared to pay for my mistake if you promise not to press suit.
I'm not to press the suit.
Oh, thank you.
I'm always a senator to the tailor.
But now, Mr. Basco, let's settle this whole thing right here. I'm willing to pay you whatever that car was worth. Say, $500?
Oh, no.
$1,000?
Oh, no.
Okay, you got me against the wall. How much do you want for the car?
$100.
What? $100? Oh, here, take it. Thank you very much.
Quite another so fast as something else.
What's the matter? Were you hurt?
I got a hole in my pants from the accident. Is it going to cost you 40 cents for the patch?
Here, thank you. Good night.
But,
Well, Pasquale, thank you for teaching me about a traffic rules. You're a system.
But, Luigi, what are you sticking out of your hand now?
I'm making a right turn back to my store.
But what about Rosa? But, Luigi?
Who's by your butt?
Life of Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carroll Nash has starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. 8 days to Monday, August 29th, the big Monday when Lux Radio Theater and all of your other Monday night favorites return to CBS. How to wait patiently? Try some more comedy tonight. The Adventures of Miss Corliss Archer and the Antics of Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.